In the days of this story, justice was in the hands of the powerful ones. They were powerful either through the strength of their muscles or their intelligence or their prestige. They could rally all the members of the court behind them when they reached a verdict. Almost 200 years ago, in a small Dinka village, the court was confronted with the Great Fish Trial. The case lasted 5 years and attracted the attention of all the villages and the visitors from other lands. A small number of Dinka have traditionally lived by fishing, though most of the tribe depend on rearing cattle and cultivating crops. But there are times when young men, old men, and even a few women all join forces and go fishing. This is not a way of life for them. It is just to get some fish to eat and for the sheer enjoyment of fishing. This happens every year during the winter when people go to the Toish. There, they can rest until summer when they return to the villages and start cultivating again. Traditional laws, which we, the Dinka, call natural laws, have laid down rules for what should happen when two young men go fishing and share one fishing spear. These rules say that the owner of the fishing spear can lend it to his companion, on condition that all the fish killed by the companion are divided equally with the owner. One bright morning, Majak Deng and his friend Makura Wekwaj left the cattle camp along with a whole crowd of people. Two friends had one fishing spear belonging to Majak, which they planned to share in the usual way. They all set off for the river Abiyang, which is famous for its fish, both in quality and quantity. When they arrived at the river, the elders performed the traditional and customary rites, asking Dengdit, the god of the Dinka, to protect the people from crocodiles and all manner of dangerous animals in the river. After the rites and a sermon from the elders, the river was declared safe to fish, and the people waiting on the banks splashed into the river singing songs of the new season. Majak, the owner of the fishing spear, went in to fish until midday but caught nothing. Then his friend Maku took a turn. He fished until sunset but caught nothing. It was a bad day for the two friends. As evening came, people began to leave the river, the lucky ones and unlucky ones, and return to their cattle camps and villages. Makur started back towards the shore to join his friend. Halfway back, he stopped to wash in the river, and after washing, he began to throw the spear about in play. Suddenly, the spear hit an enormous fish and killed it. He was delighted, and his friend Majak joined in his happiness, leaping about on the bank. The great fish was brought ashore. Majak, as the owner of the fishing spear, thought that according to the custom, the fish would unquestionably belong to him. But things were different this time. Makur thought that the custom should be changed. He claimed that the toil of the man who caught the fish should not be surrendered to the principles of custom. So he handed Majak back his fishing spear, but refused to give him the fish. A violent fight broke out between the two. It was the first time in their long friendship that they had exchanged blows. People heard the fight and rushed to the scene to separate them, telling them it was shameful for two good friends to quarrel over a fish. Someone suggested that they should cook the fish and eat it together to end the quarrel. But Majak and Makur rejected the idea, insisting on their individual rights. The next morning, Makur and Majak and the fish appeared before the court. Many members of the court thought that, according to the custom, Majak should get both the fish and his spear, while Makur should get nothing. Uproar arose when other members shouted that this was an abuse of justice, that Makur must get the fish he caught, while Majak should retain his spear. The only other solution was to cook the fish in court and get the two men to eat it. That would put an end to both claims on ownership of the fish. But no agreement could be reached. For 5 long years the case dragged on, while the fish, according to the court's decision, was hung up to dry in the house of the court president, Mokwaj Riek. By the end of 5 years, the fish had almost fallen to pieces. It was being eaten by insects as it hung in the president's house. Mokwaj Riek was alarmed about this and called an urgent court session to wind up the case. He was afraid that if the fish was eaten by insects while in his possession, Majak and McCool would bring an action against him. In answer to his call, the court convened again, and people from all walks of life came along to listen. The session went on for hours and hours, with the fish and the fishing spear lying as exhibits before the court. But no headway was made. After many hours of deliberation, Makung Chow, a small boy of 10 who was sitting at the back of the court, put up his hand. He said he had a verdict to make in the case. Everybody in court stared at the small boy. A few scorned him and shouted him down, claiming that he was interfering in matters beyond his understanding. Some even demanded that he should be expelled from the court. But an old man, another spectator in court, put up his hand and was allowed to speak. He asked that the small boy be permitted to give his verdict, for perhaps he might have an answer to the long, drawn-out proceedings of the case. So the boy was called upon to give his verdict regardless of his status. And his verdict was this. The fish should be given to McCool Awekkoj, the one who killed it. And if Majak Deng insists on having the fish, because the fishing spear is his, then the spear should be loaned to McCool to kill anyone he likes in this court. Majak Deng will have to pay the compensation, because the fishing spear is his. And if Majak happens to be the one hit by the spear, then, as a victim of his own weapon, he deserves no compensation. The court president thought the small boy's verdict was an excellent solution to the case. He asked Majak for his opinion. Majak quickly replied that he disagreed with the boy's verdict but had dropped his claim to the fish. So, that was the end of the great fish trial. And the small boy, Makung, was praised by the court and by all the villagers for his wisdom.